Just so we can always continue to poke fun at ourselves, which is important. Show Observer said, you know, in Tom's Bravo Brazos Valley today, he was talking about English as a second language, and he was telling us about it in English.
Well, that's because I haven't taken the course yet.
Hopefully people who know English will tell people who don't that they can take English as a second language.
To be fair, that's kind of a hair splitting, but we appreciate the observation.
Again, we make fun of ourselves. We do poke fun.
That's right.
All right.
Well, you know, you get notices on phone calls says, you know, if you want Spanish, you know, hit 2.
Press 1. No, it's usually press 1.
It's para español, marque el 2.
Marque el 2, yeah. Okay.
That's true. But yeah.
All right, let's see.
Thank you, Mrs. Evitz, for the 2 years of Spanish in Clarksville High School.
There you are.
Excuse me, Senora Evitz.
Yeah, please do that. Now we've seen just how successful the 3D horror film Piranha 3 was. All right, I'm just going to say it now.
Have you seen it? You've seen it, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you were going to fess.
No.
Well, you've already said they're going to come out with a sequel.
Okay, now, yes. You, in fact, were the reason that I wasted this amount of time in my life that I will never get back. All right, you.
Me?
You.
What?
I was trying to find a show that I had told you about.
Uh-huh.
That is available on a channel that you don't get.
Correct.
And it was about a movie that you enjoy a great deal.
Correct.
Okay. The network is MGM HD, and they have a thing called From the MGM Vault, where they spend 30 minutes talking about a particular movie. This one happened to be Usual Suspects, which is...
fantastic.
Just, yeah, one of the 5 best ever. And so since it was not available, I said, well, I'll just... look on Hulu to see if maybe it's there.
And there you didn't find it?
I didn't find it there, and so it's not on there, but...
But what did you find?
It, the Terror from Outer Space, which was just a really horrible C-grade science fiction
movie.
How
is that my fault?
Well, because I wouldn't have been there had I not been looking for that program for you.
This is a liberal... Democrat shift of responsibility, if ever I've heard one.
Because I am almost powerless to keep myself from watching really, really bad old movies.
Okay, well then let me ask you this: have you ever watched Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Sure.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just making sure you were aware.
Yeah.
Of it.
Oh yeah, no.
If you'll come to the year 2007 and join Netflix.
Yeah.
You can stream that. You can stream a lot of MST3K.
Yeah.
And
it's already bad enough. I'm in there. I'm watching TV. Jackie comes in from working all day, and there I am. And she just walks in, looks at me, and shakes her head and turns around and walks out. Because I'm watching, you know, something. Peter Graves is the thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just want to let you know it's there.
They're coming to get you, Bob.
But I'm telling you, then I found that there are at least 7 or 8 other really, really bad C-grade black and white science fiction movies. And, you know, when you can see the thread that's lifting the spaceship off of the planet, I mean, I'm sorry.
That's
just too good to pass up. But anyway, so I wasted some...
So it's all my fault.
Yeah, it was. I just want to let you know.
So okay.
Hope you feel badly about that.
Terrible.
Okay, radio host with KGHP, that'd be in... Gig Harbor, Washington. Stayed on the air for 200 consecutive hours, setting a new world record. The stunt was orchestrated to raise money for the troubled radio station. Okay. If you don't give us money, I'm going to have to go off the air, and I won't be able to do stupid stuff like this anymore.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. We're staying on the air until you raise money to keep the...
Keep the lights on.
That's right.
Yeah, the
Chuckle Hut's on the air.
The Chuckle Hut? Station was facing a funding crunch. Did y'all have one of those in Clarksville? Did you have like a
funding crunch?
Funding crunch. That's my favorite cereal growing up.
No, the Chuckle Hutch.
Chuckle Hut?
Yeah, Hut, whatever.
No. It was just it's a derogatory term for cheesy, stereotypical radio shows is all it is. All right.
6 to 9, weekdays. The
We are not a Chuckle
Hut. No, we're not. We really are not. Anyway, the radio host who goes by the name of The Walrus.
What'd I tell you? What did I tell you?
That way, when the 18-year-old girls come up to the radio station, they won't be surprised.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there an old Beatles?
You don't look like I thought you looked.
Yeah.
Is there an old Beatles song that's his
You're
little
a lot
theme song?
Older.
Maybe? I don't know. I guess we could probably call
Ew, he has gray hair.
Yeah. Anyway, he was making a play for the Guinness World Record for the longest radio broadcast, and apparently he made it. He was allowed a 5-minute break per hour to rest, so he saved those up for quick on-site naps.
Got to get back in there and be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet he snored. I deleted two other stories having to do with world records, and I have yet another one to do. Are we in a glut of this now, and what does that mean? Is that because the economy is bad? We're trying to find a reason to be happy?
I think it means we need to start ignoring them.
All right, okay. Because this one was hairstyling. I'll move on.
Yeah.
Okay. A man appeared in court on Tuesday accused of trying to dazzle pilots with a laser beam as they were landing at France's second busiest airport. Several pilots complained, and the man was arrested near the runway. Airport security officials said three pilots, including a crew of an Air France and EasyJet flights, warned the control tower on Sunday and alerted the police, and the man was caught in the act.
Yikes.
Again, I do not understand the mechanics of this. I don't understand how you are able to shine that up into the cockpit. It would seem like that'd be very, very difficult. I understand it probably would be a problem if that happens to you, but I don't get how that happens.
Well, it's a laser beam, so therefore it's not diffused. It doesn't diffuse like a regular light beam.
But how do you actually get that to shine into the cockpit of a plane that is approaching at, I don't know, what the landing speed is, 120 miles an hour?
It doesn't. But if they're approaching and you're at the right angle, you can sit there and pop it, you know, as in turn it off and, you know, blink it several times. They're going to see that, whether or not it shines directly into the cockpit or not.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. Okay.
I think what we do is we envision, here's the pilot coming in, you know, nose up, wheels down.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, blinding light right in the corneas. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
No, okay, but could be shining a light to be a distraction.
Sure, and anything, well, and you think about it, anything that could distract the pilot, gosh, carrying how many people and how many people underneath.
Probably not the good thing. Yeah, not a good thing to do. All right, Tom, we've told you golf is a dangerous game. Now I have the proof.
Yeah, I heard something about this, right, but it's hard to believe.
Let me do this one. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, with regard to the signaling a plane or pointing something at a plane. I've never pointed a laser at a plane, but as for if you're in a rescue situation and you need to signal a plane, the way you aim is you hold out your hand outstretched to make almost like a little VP sign, then you hold the light under your eye and you put the plane cockpit area right between your two fingers and you shine your beam between your two fingers or a mirror reflecting the sun or whatever you need to do.
Really? Okay, thanks. All right, there, now we know how to do that.
If you had any questions.
That's right.
Like there you go.
Building a bomb on the internet. Okay.
He didn't seem to know way too much about
it. Got that. Okay, yeah. So we're talking about the fire, right?
Yeah. I heard something about that.
A golfer's off-target swing sparked a 12-acre blaze in Southern California. The golfer at the Shady Canyon Golf Course in Irvine landed a shot in the rough on Saturday. On his first swing, his club snagged a rock that caused a spark that lit the rough ablaze. They're not watering much there. Yeah, one of those.
So it didn't really matter how good the shot was; it was the club that hit the rock.
That's it.
Right?
Fire
he was in the rough.
Right.
Okay.
Fire officials say the fire burned through the rough into vegetation next to the course, and over two dry, brushy hillsides. No charges filed against the golfer, whose name was withheld.
So did he just like sort of drop the club and walk away whistling like,
Hey, oh boy, oh my gosh, it looks like it may be a problem. My.